There was an enthusiastic crowd in Brisbane today as the Liberal National Party officially launched its election campaign. It's the first time the party has launched its campaign in Queensland since Tony Abbott won government in 2013, in a state that will be crucial to the government's re-election chances. The coalition pushed its economic message hard, hoping to convince voters they are the best ones to manage the nation's money. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg momentarily acknowledged the fight he is facing in the seat of Kooyong against independent Monique Ryan.
Okay. Wow, I wish I got that reception in Kooyong. How's that?
Oh, I really do. I really do.
Mr. Frydenberg then launched into his economic message, telling the crowd that the economy is fundamental to everything and only the Liberals could be trusted with it.
This election is a clear choice. A choice between a coalition led by Scott Morrison, made up of Liberals and Nationals, that have delivered a stronger economy, that have delivered more jobs, that have delivered lower taxes, and that have a plan for a stronger future.
That economic pitch has been underlined with a plea from Prime Minister Scott Morrison for voters to look past his personal unpopularity and focus on his job performance. He told the campaign launch he's brought Australia through a lot of tough situations.
As a Prime Minister, you've got to get the stuff done. You've got to get the stuff done. I will seek to be and explain my motives and my concerns and empathise a lot more. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, what matters most is I get the job done.
The coalition was also on the attack against Labor's health policy announcements. Labor has already unveiled a near-billion-dollar plan to boost Medicare and local general practice. If they're elected, the ALP plans to spend $750 million on a new strengthening Medicare task force and funds to improve patient access to GPs. The ALP's health spokesman Mark Butler says there is a massive need for improved care.
People have been telling us right through this campaign that for them it's never been harder or more expensive to see a doctor after almost 10 years of cuts and neglect to Medicare from this government. Patients are crying out for better access to a doctor and better treatment options, particularly for complex chronic disease.
The plan has won support from the Royal Australasian College of Practitioners, which has welcomed the focus on general practice. But outgoing Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt told the campaign launch that the plan lacks transparency.
A $1 billion slush fund from the Leader of the Opposition for undisclosed recipients, through undisclosed ministerial processes, through undisclosed parties, for undisclosed purposes. The whiteboard is back.
Much of the attention, however, has been focused on the Liberals' housing policy, officially unveiled at the campaign launch. With house prices at an all-time high, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that if the coalition is re-elected, first home buyers will be able to use up to 40% of their superannuation to a maximum of $50,000 to buy a property. He also says people over the age of 55 will be able to put $300,000 in their retirement nest egg from the proceeds of downsizing to a smaller home, the idea being to free up larger properties for families.
Superannuation is there to help Australians in their retirement. The evidence shows that the best thing we can do to help Australians achieve financial security in their retirement is to help them own their own home.
The policy to access superannuation for housing has been widely panned by the opposition and economic experts, who say it will just make homes even more expensive and out of reach. Labor's housing spokesman Jason Clear says even some senior Liberal Party figures don't like the policy.
It was Matthias Cormann who was the most searing in his criticism of this idea. He said back in 2014, "Access to super savings pre-retirement will not improve housing affordability." He said it would actually drive up house prices by more. That is, it would reduce housing affordability, including for first home buyers, and that the only effective way to tackle housing affordability is by boosting housing supply, not boosting demand.
Mr. Clare drew attention to his party's $10 billion proposal for a Housing Australia Future Fund, which he says will build 30,000 affordable and social housing dwellings within its first 5 years. He says it will have a particular focus on women and children fleeing domestic violence.
Where do you think women go when they can't get into a refuge at night? They sleep in the car with the kids, or they sleep on a friend's couch, or they go back to where the violence was happening. We need to invest more in those urgent, immediate refuges, but we've got to do so much more than that. You talk to anybody in this area that knows what they're talking about, what they tell us is you need to build more transitional and permanent housing.
With the official launch out of the way, the party faithful are now turning their focus to the last stretch of the campaign. The coalition want another chance in government. But Labor is hoping the polls that are suggesting a comfortable lead for their party will turn out to be accurate. Leader Anthony Albanese has told a gathering of the ALP's own supporters he hopes the vote will go Labor's way.
This Saturday, we can be the change that Australia so desperately needs. We can't afford 3 more years of more of the same.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.